Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Success Story Saturday, May 12th, 2018. Steve Cypress here, wishing all you moms out there a happy day before Mother's Day. And in honor of Mother's Day being tomorrow, today's success story is all about a successful mompreneur, as they're known. Moms who are also successful entrepreneurs. And before I get started, why am I not wearing my typical ugly, outrageous, ridiculous red Hawaiian shirt today? Because I'm actually wearing this t-shirt, which is the Rhino of the day. Can you see it? It is a black Rhino t-shirt, including the official Latin name right there, Diceris bicornis, which means the black Rhino. And so there it is. And you can see that the writing beneath it, which probably explains all about how it's found in the eastern and central and southern parts of Africa and what it's all about, and the way it has like kind of a hooked lip, but I'm sure that's all kind of what it says. But a t-shirt, yeah, it's been worn a few times. I've had it, I don't know, maybe 20 years, and it's gone through the wash a bunch of times. But okay, who is Jackie Lieberman? Well, she is the subject of today's Success Story Saturday in honor of Mother's Day, because when she was pregnant with her third child, she eventually had four kids under the age of nine, all running around while she was trying to grow a business. Her and her husband started a company when her baby had sensitive skin, and as the story goes, she could not find, and it was 1989, okay, and she could not find any options for sensitive skin diapers other than getting a diaper service who had to bring cloth diapers, if you remember those days. And they would bring the cloth diapers, and then you had to get them washed, and they're kind of expensive. And the solution was they also had some kind of a, you know, they had, I don't have any kids, clearly. I have no idea about diapers, but something about diapers with some plastic outer covering and then the big honking diaper pins to put them all together. And Jackie Lieberman thought, like, man, this would be so much easier if they just sewed the cloth diaper into the waterproof lining. And also, if they, you know, attach these with Velcro instead of these big honking diaper pins, and lo and behold, boom, a business was born. She said, I'll just create that product. And so she made what she calls Bumpkins, Bum as in B-U-M, Bumpkins diapers. And so these became real popular, and the company was growing. And then I guess she found out that her husband was doing some hanky-panky with the family finances, and they went through a bankruptcy and a divorce, and there she was with four young kids, all under the age of nine, and attempting to grow her business and operating it with a few friends, employees, a little small team out of her garage in her home. Now, does anybody relate to this? Because that's what being an entrepreneur is all about. It's not a straight line going up, and it's certainly not a straight flat line like the nine-to-fivers who don't have the courage or the wherewithal or the, you know, self-esteem or whatever it is, or they don't care enough to provide enough value to the world to become an entrepreneur. So they kind of have a straight line existence where they make the same amount of money and maybe they get a cost of living increase, which really means, again, their salary is kind of flat, their pay, maybe they go up a little, get a, you know, if they kiss enough butt and they follow enough rules and they say yes, boss, and do whatever the boss says and whatever, they can kiss their butt their way up in the company and get raises and whatever, but they still need the entrepreneur, the business owners of the world, that's us, to make things happen for them. So in our world, there's ups and downs. Here's a bankruptcy. Here's a single mom with four little kids operating a business out of a garage, and lo and behold, it grows into a multi-million dollar business. She gets them into Walmart, because that's when she realized, you know, as the story goes, the heck with this just retailing them. Let's get into the whole wholesaling thing. But if anyone's ever dealt with Walmart before, holy moly. I mean, they are so adamant about getting it down to such a ridiculously low price that you really got to adjust, and I'm sure she had to adjust her entire business to be able to make these and sell them for a price where she could get them into Walmart and still have enough quality that it satisfied her, that it was still a good product. She had a background in graphic design, and with that background, she really focused on how these diapers looked
And so she put all kinds of colorful flowers on them and this and that. And then I think she got approached by some big companies. I know Nintendo was one of them. And Disney came along. And DC Comics came along. So suddenly there's Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman. And the parents are the ones that relate it to these, of course. The babies don't know what Nintendo is or who really even who Disney is or DC Comics when they're a baby in diapers. But the parents like them, and so that was real important to get those on there, and that kind of implied endorsement, or really endorsement, from these big companies that are well-known and beloved by people with kids. That really got the thing rocking, and a big change happened when she went to a baby product trade show, and she looked around and she saw, you know what, she could create the same kind of convenient and effective and functional bib instead of just diapers, and she expanded to bibs, which became her number one selling product. So there's another lesson there for entrepreneurs. Like, what you set out and start to do is your business. For a business owner, I talked about this yesterday on my Foundation Friday talk. A business owner, that's really all they ever do is run that business. An entrepreneur is always thinking, how can I add a new line? How can I do something totally different? And so the business takes a turn from being all about diapers to suddenly bibs is the biggest seller. And then she did a few other products as well. So now the company is multi-millions. It's right here in Phoenix, by the way. You see the Phoenix Mountains in the distance behind me. It's operated in Phoenix. She actually has two retail locations also, one right next to her Phoenix headquarters of the company and one in Scottsdale. And so she's into the retail, she's into the wholesaling, the manufacturing, the designing, and also she for a time got into the guru and teaching and consulting business, helping people to how to grow their businesses and navigate the world of retail and I'm sure all aspects of selling of running businesses. And then life just got too hectic to her, as the story goes, and she had no life, and she was running around doing both businesses. Again, very entrepreneurial. I have a second business, entirely different stream of income in a different way. You know, the first one was built with just little tiny ads in the back of baby parenting magazines, and then grew and got into Walmart and Disney and DC Comics and all that. This one, you know, right away she had some people asking her for help and had some clients, but then she found out she was flying all over the place and was torn and had not a lot of time for her four kids, who now are in their early 30s and their 20s, and they're all helping out in the business as well. But she dropped the whole marketing thing and said, I got to focus on my baby products business. And the reasoning behind it, from what my research was very sharp. She got some good advice from somebody, and she was smart enough to take it. I'm guessing she didn't come up on her own with the advice that focus on the business that is more likely one that you'll be able to sell. Because even though her business was started and is a baby products business, it is an often wrong, incorrect, misguided saying among entrepreneurs or business owners, hey, my business is my baby. And if anyone could fall into that mistake of thinking her business is her baby, it's somebody who has a baby products business. But she's smart enough to know business isn't your baby. Her babies were babies. Her business is a business. And the only reason to start a business is to sell a business. So make some money along the way. She's growing the business. She's still happily running it 29 years after she started it. But there's going to come a time, maybe the kids will take over, but at some point there might be a sale of the business involved and a big payday on the exit from the business. And that's just the true entrepreneur success story. And it's still going strong. The business is still running, like I said. And Jackie Lieberman is still making things happen right here in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area. So we celebrate her and all the other mompreneurs out there. You know who you are. Happy Mother's Day to you and everybody that has a mom, everybody that knows a mom, everybody that had a mom at some point. My mom passed away a little over 3 years ago, but I'll be thinking of her. I think of her every day, but especially tomorrow. And everyone else out there, I wish everybody a fantastic Mother's Day. And I will be back tomorrow just to check in and say hello. And then I'll be back on Monday with my Direct Mail Monday, where I go through my mailbox, what arrived in the week. And I'll be giving some constructive criticism and some lessons to help you as an entrepreneur and a business owner with all of your sales, marketing, and advertising, not just using direct mail. And I'll do that on Direct Mail Monday. So tomorrow I'll check in and just say hello on Sunday Fun Day, and Monday I'll be here with Direct Mail Monday. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. I hope you will join me then. Thanks for being here today. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.